We are in studio with Kenny versus Spenny.
Yeah!
It's a provocative reality comedy series in which two childhood friends battle each other in outrageous competitions. The winner achieves a kind of glory. The loser has to perform a humiliating stunt at the winner's choosing. In studio, we have Kenny, the wisecracking schemer.
Hello.
Hello. And on the phone, we've got Spenny, the hapless moral center. How you doing, Spenny?
Keep the phone away from him. He likes to hang up on me when I start making sense.
Yeah, from Spenny's in penitanguishing. Child molesting services grabbed him last night.
Welcome to the show, guys. How's things in L.A., Spenny?
Nice. It's starting to warm up. It's cool this morning.
How's your boyfriend?
Will you two stop at nothing for your quest for supremacy?
Yeah, I'll stop at cheating and being a complete scumbag. He won't.
What are you talking about? All I do is just profess my love to you, Spencer. Isn't that enough?
How real is this show?
Totally fake.
What is true and what is fake? Is the competition
it's
true?
You know what? No, the show's totally real. Spenny wants everyone to think it's fake because nobody believes that he's such like a loser. But he's totally paranoid, neurotic. He is the most self-centered freak on the planet.
Self-centered.
He is like a violent vandal who just hates everyone, is totally antisocial, hates the world, hates himself, and just hates life. I'm the
about
total 60% opposite
of what he just said was true, and calling me self-centered is ridiculous, Kenny. You are self-centered.
You are. Okay, I am.
What has been the hardest competition?
Who could sleep with Spenny's mother more, I think, was the hardest for me. Because, you know, it's hard to be in a competition that Spenny, you know, wins.
Anyways, I hope your listeners know what the hell's going on. He's never had sex with my mother. She's interested in men, not little boys.
Well, that's true. Lots of men.
Let's go back. I mean, not everyone has seen all of the old episodes. So let's recap some of the episodes you've done. Who was the best fashion designer?
Yeah, there's a CBC season one series, which we did 26 shows on. And
yeah.
You know, most people know us from those DVDs. And
it's still
those
airing
shows
on CBC right now.
Yeah, and then there was season two, which was, you know, who could drink more beer. And
who can drink more beer? Who won that?
Well, Spenny won. But, I won.
No, I won.
I won that.
I won.
You ate my puke.
What?
You ate my puke.
Doesn't matter. I won. Go to the Showcase website. It'll tell you how I won that one.
No, listen. We have two different ways of thinking of the show. Spenny is concerned about the competition. I say, you know what? Screw the competition. With me, it's like about not doing a humiliation on national television. And I really like the shows where I intentionally lose but make Spenny think that he's lost. So that's you know, how I get off. You know what I mean?
That's called delusional insecurity.
That's my Xbox, baby.
So you each have your own interpretation of who wins and who loses.
Yes.
And most people agree with my interpretation, by the way.
Spenny, who won the most sane competition?
I did. Not surprisingly, by the way.
Yeah, and who goes to see a therapist and who doesn't?
There's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist, Kenny. You should consider it.
Yeah, but what about deedling him at the end of every session?
I don't do that.
Yes, you do.
Do not!
Kenny, who won the Who Could Kiss More Women competition?
Oh, I totally creamed him. Oh, man, I kissed... Honestly, I kissed hundreds and hundreds of girls and women and babies.
I had a tough time with that one. I'll give him that one as a clean victory.
Is this stuff set up? Like, you know, like, who's going to kiss more women?
I get 500 women from all over the city.
Well, I didn't
Austin.
Know it was 500
Are you crazy?
Women?
Yeah.
I haven't seen good that
research,
one.
Good research there. No. It is not set up. Our show is actually the only reality sitcom on television. I actually think we invented the genre of reality television. I wish it could be set up. I wish we could afford writers. I wish it was a sitcom and we were shooting in L.A., but it's not. We have no friggin' money. And, it's really, if anything, we drag people into our pit, you know. But, the show's real.
Let me just say this. We go to a lot of trouble to make it real. We are mindful that it's a television show for sure, but we each agree mutually on a competition we think would make a good show, and then we each go off separately and write our content. We submit that to the producers, and then they sort of build the shooting schedule, and we shoot around it. And the only other thing is, you know, I'm not going to act like Kenny. I don't want to. I never will. I'm going to be myself, and myself is a straightforward, person that does the competition.
Oh, my God. All right, Jerry Falwell.
Let's document this idiot friend of mine who cheats. I don't care about the humiliation. What I care about is conducting myself in a decent way.
Okay. He's a religious fundamentalist, I swear to God.
The concept of the reality sitcom is a rather new idea, and you guys have, to your credit, sold this concept something like 23 countries of people who want to want to do this reality sitcom thing. I know that there is a version of Kenny vs. Spenny in the UK called Ed vs. Spencer.
Yeah.
But there's 23 other countries. So how do you know how they do this in other countries? Is there an Akbar versus Kumar somewhere?
No, there's a Sert versus Oleg in Turkey. And everyone's buying it. I swear to God, they're going to start shooting it at Yorkdale soon. Who knows?
Some prissy dude versus some janitor guy. Okay.
The Gap versus Rainforest Cafe.
What should people look forward to in the upcoming season?
Peeing their pants, I hope. This season is so crazy. Honestly, one showcase, they lost their minds. I don't know what kind of E they're doing out there. They're letting us do the most... Well, they're letting me do the most insane stuff, I think, probably internationally. And I hope we don't get canceled for it. But nothing we've done in the past compares to how hardcore this season is.
Well, in last season, Kenny, you managed to convince Spenny that he had AIDS.
Yes.
Which is pretty far out there and probably the most terrible thing I've ever heard of.
I know, but compared to this season, that's kind of like the polka dot door compared to the stuff I did to
He actually topped that by tenfold, if you can imagine.
Well, let me give you listeners out there a little... You can check out their website if you want to... This is not secret information of the episodes that are coming up. Who can wear a dead octopus on their head the longest? It sounds gross.
It is.
Who can lift more weight with their genitals? Guys?
Yes.
This is getting out of hand.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, it beats getting canceled.
I guess.
No, honestly, I tell you, we're getting pretty big. Last night on YouTube, we were number one internationally for top comedy. Someone stole the... first one to laugh lose competition, posted it, and it went to number one.
Oh,
by the way, genital lifting is not something we made up. That's an actual what is it, Kenny?
It's called Qigong.
Qigong.
Hong Gong. It's an ancient Shaolin art of testicle lifting, and it was fun. But before you split, I want to say go to KennyHotz.com and showcase.ca. But if you go to KennyHotz.com, you can talk to me. I chat every day. And
Kenny's a prolific web guy. So you can,
I have an unlisted phone number. Don't call me or try to contact me. Thanks.
So the show premiered last Thursday, October 19th, on Showcase.
Yeah.
And it airs weekly on Showcase.
Yes.
How many episodes did you do in this season?
13.
13?
We're up to 52.
Awesome.
Our first season was 26 episodes.
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter because you're getting bigger. You're number one. You're selling your show.
Very lucky.
Whatever. So everyone should check out the show, Kenny vs. Spenny, on Showcase Thursday nights at 9:30. Anything else you guys need to plug?
Spencer's Tuchus.
We did, didn't we? You're UFT, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. We did a live thing there the other day, and I just want to thank everybody. If anyone's listening, for coming out, it was fun.
YouTube us, bitches.
Nice. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. This is Kenny vs. Spenny. Congrats on the new season. And
thank
you,
U of T.
You've
thanks, guys.
You've been listening to The First Word on CIUT.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.